This is Wayne Daly, your host on Restoration Revival Hour. And on the broadcast this week, I want to continue on from our message last week. As you recall, I spoke to you about a vision God showed me of the end of the age here, a great falling away, a falling away into lukewarmness, men and women being sucked into a move that would become so lukewarm that they just absolutely lose out with God. Now, I also talked to you last week about some scriptures here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and today I want to elaborate a little more and go on just a little farther. Now, in verse 3 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says this, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sins be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, if you recall on last week's broadcast, you that were able to listen, I mentioned to you about this falling away and how the Lord had spoken to me recently. That term falling away, simply put, in his eyes was a rejection of him. Men rejecting the Lord. Men turning away from God in that respect. Now, if you follow this through and make a careful study, here's some of the conclusions you'll come to when you think of the word falling away, or the term falling away here at the end of the age. Well, I looked it up in the Greek. And the Greek word here, apostasy, if you follow that on down and look into the Greek dictionary, you find the rebellion or the departure, a defection from truth, or forsake. Well, all of these words are just a simple description of what an apostasy is. Now, a rebellion or a departure. Well, where is the rebellion? The rebellion is against the truth of God's Word. A departure from the truth. A departure from the basic truth of salvation. A denial of the blood of Jesus will really get down to be the crux of the matter. Now, a defection from truth. Well, we'll look that a little bit farther and see what that would really lead us to then as we look on here in the Word. Well, if we'll consider now all that the Lord is really saying, we look at verse 10 here in this same second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Now, verse 10, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Well, there's an expression now that we can deal with. Well, they receive not the love of the truth. Now, this is the danger that we all face here at the end of the age, losing our love for the truth, receiving not a love for the truth that we might be saved. Now look, I want you to understand, salvation never has been hinged upon a lie, upon heresy, upon cunningly devised fables. Salvation is based upon truth. And there is a truth that must be embraced if we really want to be saved. And of course, that truth really centering around Jesus Christ, Him crucified. Jesus Christ taking the sins of the world upon Him, shedding His blood to make an atonement for sins. Yes, dying on the cross, and God raising Him the third day from the dead, and Jesus ascending into heaven. Now, if we think about the gospel, this is a truth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We must embrace that. And any deviation from this truth, certainly, is to turn aside from salvation. Now, a lot is said and a lot has to be considered about not loving the truth. Well, if we're going to make it to eternal life, it's going to be because we have really put our faith in the truth. And, of course, the truth in God's Word. Now, where do you stand today? Is your faith really in the truth? Now, here's what it'll be like. Here's what teachers will be saying. And I'm reading from 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, do you notice that phrase? Even denying the Lord that bought them. Now, that speaks of denying the atonement. And that's what this falling away is going to really turn to before it's over with, is a just all-out flat denial of the atoning blood of Jesus Christ to atone for sins. Well, we've got to face that issue. That's what God's Word would teach. Now, a departure from truth, forsaking the truth, having no love for the truth, that they might really be saved, then where are they going to turn? What are they going to do? Well, if you turn away from the truth, you turn away from Jesus. If you deny the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, you've denied Jesus. My, you've forsaken Jesus if you turn away. Well, our salvation is hinged upon the fact of His sacrificial death, and any heresy that comes along denying that surely is apostate. It's just an apostasy. And the apostate teachers of the last day will greatly deny the blood of Jesus as an atonement for man's sin. Thus, not only falling away themselves into a position they cannot recover themselves from, but leading many others down the same road. And this is what it says in the next verse here in 2 Peter chapter 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now, here in verse 2, it said many are going to follow their pernicious or hurtful or destructive ways. Now, they're going to have many followers. Many followers will follow these hurtful ways, and they will follow by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Now, those who will be speaking these things will be people of so-called high respect, people in high places, men who are supposed to be men of renown. And yet they're going to be the kind that will be saying these very things that will lead many astray here at the end of the age. Now, I think we all have to be very careful, and this falling away is a serious matter. I want you to understand it is a serious matter. It's a matter for you to give utmost consideration to. It's a matter that just really, as far as you and I are concerned, of great importance that we should stop now and really begin to consider in our own hearts and in our own minds the necessity now, the very necessity of making our stand in this last day and not allowing, no matter who says something contrary to the blood of Jesus, to the atoning death of Christ, that we're not going to listen. We're just not going to give ear to that kind of fable. Now, it's a damnable heresy, as illustrated here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Not just a heresy, a damnable heresy. Now, could you define to me what damnable heresy means? Well, it simply means a heresy that if you take it up, if you embrace it, if you believe it, if you just accept that heresy and believe it, it's going to lead you to destruction. Now, that's what it's really amounting to then. It's going to lead you to destruction. It's damnable. The mere fact that you receive it, embrace it, believe it, is going to cause you to deny the blood of Jesus, to deny the sacrificial death of Christ, and thus deny Him, reject Him and His salvation. And if we deny the blood of Jesus, I mean, what is there left of Jesus? If we deny His death on the cross as the atonement for our sin, what is there left of Jesus? We've rejected Him if we reject His blood shed to wash and to cleanse us from our sins. So today it is of utmost importance to every one of us that we stand firm now and that we hang on to and embrace and believe the teaching of the Scripture and putting our basic faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior from sin. Well, today, if we'll give ear, surely God will bless us with understanding. Now, there's going to be a great falling away, and it's foretold in the Word of God as just preceding the Great Tribulation. And I told you on last week's broadcast, certainly it's the very thing that will cause the rise of Antichrist, a falling away of the church, a rejection of Jesus in truth. Well, today, let's open wide our hearts to truth, and let's let the Lord give us light and understanding. And let's make sure in our own hearts that we don't fall away from the truth. Father, I pray today You'd open every one of our eyes to truth. You'd bless us in the truth. You'd bless us to walk in truth. Father, we're going to give You the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. This is Wayne Daly, your host on Restoration Revival Hour. On the broadcast today, I'd like to continue on with this message, dealing with this great falling away here at the end of the age. Well, I don't want to forget to exhort you to really pray. Surely, if there's any one thing we need in this last day, we need revival. We need a worldwide revival. We need a revival in every church. We need to see men and women revived, brought to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now today, it would do us all well to really pray for revival. Now, the Word said there'd be a great falling away, and the Word is telling us why there'd be a great falling away, because men departing from the truth. Let's pray that, first of all, there would be a revival, that we might really have a real stirring move of the Holy Spirit in the church throughout the world today. We need revival. Let's pray. Let's pray it will make a difference. Well, we'll go back where we left off on yesterday's broadcast. As you recall, we were talking about a verse of Scripture found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. And the Scripture saying here that because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now, talking about those that fall away at the end of the age, giving us the reason, because they receive not a love for the truth. Well, I told you yesterday, you know, if we're going to be saved, we're going to be saved because we believe the truth. Now, we looked at some accounts in 2 Peter yesterday, and these accounts very well speak to us along the same line. There's going to be a falling away, and Peter summed it up by saying there would be damnable heresy. Now, if you don't know what heresy is, it's a doctrine that comes along that's not true. And we've got to consider that any doctrine coming along that's not true, well, you know, a doctrine's going to affect us if it's not true. But more than that, this is called damnable heresy, meaning those that get involved won't get away from it. Now, let's explore that just a little bit further in light of 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, I think we all have to consider what a verse like that is saying. Now, let's give consideration to it. First of all, it said the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking now in the early church, speaking very expressly about the latter times. Now, we have an expression used throughout the New Testament talking about the last days, our whole dispensation. Well, now, nigh unto 2,000 years has been called the last days. But note that in 1 Timothy 4:1, this is addressed to the latter days, meaning the last end of the last days, our time. Now, in connection with a falling away then at the end of the age, it says here now, some shall depart from the faith. I mean, think about that. What does it mean to depart from the faith? Well, suppose now I was to say to you, you just departed from the house. You've gone down the street. You're no longer at home. You've departed. You've left. Well, I mean, a husband departs from his wife and runs off and marries another woman. He just leaves her. Well, departing from the faith, turning our back on it, walking away from the faith that we once embraced, turning away from that which we once really believed to be the truth. Now, he said, this is what would happen. Some would depart from the faith, and then he gave this reason for departure. Because they would give heed to seducing spirits. Now, devils, now seducing men to turn away from the truth of the gospel and to depart from it. Now, it goes on to say, seducing spirits, they're the agents now, and their means, doctrines of devils. To be seduced away of the devil, to believe a lie? Well, I mean, think about that. Doctrines of devils? You mean devils produce doctrines? Why, my lands are a dime a dozen. It's no problem at all to find a doctrine of the devil floating around today. Doctrine which you get involved in surely leads you away from Jesus, leads you away from truth. Well, remember Peter said they were damnable heresies. Now, we'll put that in connection here. Doctrines of devils working by seducing spirits, men departing from the faith. Now, I'll put that in light of what we've been discussing here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3 now, a falling away at the end of the age. A falling away. Well, this is what it's talking about, a falling away. A giving heed now to damnable heresies, a giving heed now to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Well, these that are used of the devil to propagate such doctrine, their conscience is seared. I mean, it don't matter to them. They don't know the difference anymore. They don't have any feelings anymore. They depart from the truth. Now, all of this, now dealing with this great falling away at the end of the age then, becomes very, very important to us. Now, remember the reason in verse 10 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? Because they really received not the love of the truth? Now, if we don't have any love for the truth, we'll be an open target then to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If we don't have a love of the truth, then we won't be obedient to the truth. You know, the truth is this, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. I mean, that's our obligation. Well, Jesus summed it up another way, and he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, John 5:39. Now, we think about the scriptures pointing out to us what we ought to do. Now, you've got to have a love for the truth. Now, I'm preaching to you, you must have a love for the truth. And in this last day, it's so very important to every one of us that we should have a love for the truth. Now, if we don't have a love for the truth, we don't have nothing. If we don't have a love for the truth, remember, then we're going to be the target of the devil. Now, multitudes in this last day are going to follow on this way, having no love for the truth, and wind up a shipwreck. Well, if we'll consider then that that is the fact, we can look on down now in verse 12 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and see what it says. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, Paul, seeing this crowd falling away, said they had no love for the truth, and they believed not the truth. Well, I mean, the truth is there to be embraced, and the truth is there to be believed. Now, damnable heresies deviate from the truth, and if we believe the heresy, then we've denied the truth, and we're not believing the truth anymore. And I talked to you yesterday about the truth that we must always embrace. I want you to understand that you got to embrace the truth of Jesus, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ died on that cross, that Jesus Christ shed His blood on that cross, and God saw His sacrifice of His life and blood on that cross and was satisfied that God could pardon us from all our sin and iniquity who would believe and stand in the truth. Now, it's important that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died, that His blood was shed to atone for our sins, and that God hath raised Him from the dead. I mean, to deviate from this basic truth is to deny Christ and salvation. Now, this is to turn away. If you turn away from this unto our last day, cunningly devised lukewarm doctrines, you're going to find yourself then believing those same damnable heresies and wind up in the short end and miss Jesus at His coming. Well, that's the truth we've got to embrace. Now, it said they love not the truth, and it said they believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, a lot of things can be said about that. Had pleasures in unrighteousness. Living after the flesh. Living in a manner of life after the flesh. Not after the Spirit. Not walking after truth with God. Now, God has said a lot to us in the Word, and we should want to take that Word, and we should want to believe that Word with all of our heart. Now, you know there's coming a great day of judgment. You know there's going to be a day of judgment and wrath to come. Now, these who will depart from the truth, who will deny the Lord and fall away, surely, even though they've fallen away out of the church, won't be ready to meet Jesus at His coming. Now, listen to what verse 13 said. Every Christian can take hope in verse 13 here in 2 Thessalonians 2. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Now, here we find that it's the essence of what God is teaching us. Now, He's teaching us this, that as far as He's concerned, we're saved through sanctification of the Spirit and believing the truth. And if we'll believe the truth of God's Word and allow the work of grace to go on in our life and sanctify, surely we're going to be saved. And God has chosen us to this salvation. Well, it's important today that we believe the truth. Father, I pray You'd quicken that Word and make it real and alive in all of our hearts today. Father, we ask You to do it in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. This is Wayne Daly, your host on Restoration Revival Hour. And on the broadcast today, I want to continue on with a message we've been on about this great falling away here at the end of the age. Before I begin my message, I would encourage you again today to really pray with me, seek God with me for genuine, true revival here in these last days. We do need revival, and you and I should really pray for God to move across the land, around the world, throughout the church, with a real move of His Holy Spirit, and prevent us from being drawn away into such a state of falling away, of rejection of Jesus here at the end of the age. Well, we're thinking about this verse of Scripture here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verses 3 and 4, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sins be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that's called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Well, just to read those two verses is enough to put all of us on the alert. Thinking of such a time when Antichrist would arise in the world and establish himself as God and have the whole world worshiping him. Well, before that day would come, we're told here now, that there would come a falling away first. Now, I already told you this on a previous broadcast, that the Lord showed me that falling away, that apostasy, basically is a rejection of him, of his shed blood, of the atonement that he made for our sins. And we've got to realize in our heart now what a rejection really is all about. Now, also, I told you on yesterday's broadcast that if we looked up that word in the Greek, certainly we would come up to this, that the word falling away in the Greek, apostasy, referred to as the rebellion or the departure or a defection from the truth or forsake. That's what that word implies, and surely we're thinking of a falling away then, just what the word implies, rejecting the Master, a departure from him. Now, we've been looking this week at some of the things which the Bible relates concerning the last days, how men would, they wouldn't have that love of the truth. They'd believe not the truth, rather would have pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, today, I want to go a little bit farther with you, and we're looking at a text here in 2 Timothy in chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. And here's a real message again. Before I read 4:1, let me read 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, once again, we've got a message here about the last days, about this end of the age here. And so we want to look on here now in chapter 4 and verse 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now, this is a prelude to something else, but Timothy now, in the eyes of God, before the presence of God, here being charged before Jesus, really being charged before God, that he'd preach the word. And I think that charge is very serious. And I believe every preacher is charged to preach the word. Now, that's what we're charged to do, preach the word. We're charged also to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Oh, someone said, I don't want no doctrines. Well, you don't have to have any. You got a bad attitude like that. My, but God's word said to exhort. Now, that's the preacher's job. Exhort with long suffering. I mean, we got to put up with a lot. We got to bear up with a lot. God's people aren't always as sweet as they should be. And we bring a lot of people into the faith, and it takes a lot of time and long suffering and patience to teach them up and bring them up in the ways of the Lord. Well, he said, bring them up then with long-suffering and doctrine. And here's something we're warned about now, and this is the crux of why I want to read this text today. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Now, a lot is said here in 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Now, a lot is said. Now, look at it carefully, and let's slow down a little bit. It says, the time will come. Now, I'm going to ask you what I asked you earlier, either this week or last week. When would this falling away come? When would this time come. There has to be a time now, in that the Bible said, you know, at the end of the age, there'd be that falling away. Well, when is the end of the age? I mean, when? Is it another 1,000 years from now? I mean, when? When? We always want to come right out with it and say, now, he's talking about the end of the age here, too. And he said, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. Now, this is part of that last day falling away. Men will not endure sound doctrine. They won't just take a hold of the Word of God and take it into the heart and believe it and stand on it. Won't endure sound doctrine. Will even deny the Lord that bought them. Now, notice what he said they would do. Now, he said, after their own lusts. Now, you see, that's non-spiritual. That's carnal. After their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers having itchy ears. Now, go back with me and say it what it says here in the word, heap. Now, what is a heap? Well, a heap is a big pile of something. You have a heap of rocks. Might have a big pile of rocks, I mean. You can have a heap of most anything. Well, a heap is a big pile. Heap meaning a lot. Now, heap here of teachers, a lot of teachers, not just one or two, not just a stray old rebel rouser, no, not just a stray old false prophet, not just a stray old devil, you know, in sheep's clothing. No, no, no. A heap. A lot. Many teachers. Now, they'll heap in the last days unto themselves many, many teachers having itchy ears. Now, they're going after their own lusts, and they want teachers that'll show them how. Teachers that'll follow on in that old, shameful, lustful ways. The ways of the flesh, that which appeals to the flesh, that which entertains the flesh. My, everything flesh, 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 flesh. Nothing spiritual. Now, he said they would then heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Oh, they want their ears tickled. They don't want to hear the truth. Now, remember, that's what verse 3 said. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Don't want sound doctrine. Won't believe sound doctrine. Won't stand for sound doctrine. Well, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And here's what it said they'll do now. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Now, isn't that what it spells out to us in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2? Now, we could look at verse 10. It said very clearly, you know, there's no love of the truth in them that they might be saved. And in verse 12, it said they believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, here the same teachers now are just spelled out another way. And here it's very clear to say, now they'll turn their ears away from the truth. And I told you now the truth that's going to really come here to really get under fire in these last days. Now, you can watch it and you can mark my words if you will. And I want you to listen. I want you to take it to heart. I want you to consider this. This is one thing you're going to really hear a lot of in these last times. And in this old sweeping move that brings such lukewarmness over the church as to cause the Lord to spit it out of his mouth. And this move that's going to come to bring such a falling away here at the end of the age, they're going to turn away their ears from the truth. What truth? The denying that Jesus Christ died on that cross and shed his blood to atone for our sins. A denial of the blood. My, that's going to be the center theme. A denial of the blood. I mean, they're going to deny the Lord that bought them. Now, we brought that out clearly in Peter's writing in 2 Peter. Well, in chapter 2, he made that clear. Now, they would even deny the Lord that bought them. And that's not just an isolated scripture. Now, here we find they're going to turn their ears away from the truth. Now, this is going to be the result of heaps of teachers, a certain kind of apostate teacher that is emerging and will greatly emerge on the scene right here and before our very eyes and in the hearing of our own very ears. Now, you've got to give a lot of thought to that. Now, I don't want you to be messed up. I don't want you to be fouled up. Now, you found Jesus as Lord. You found that Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, you've accepted Him, you've received Him, you believed in His death, you believed in His shed blood to atone for your sins, you believed that surely He died and rose again from the dead, you believe the essence of this gospel message, hold on to it, and don't let nobody turn you back. Don't let nobody turn you away here in these last days. Father, you quicken the message today, blessing it into our hearts, blessing it into our soul, for we do ask in Jesus' wonderful name, amen. This is Wayne Daly, your host on Restoration Revival Hour. And on the broadcast today, I want to continue on with this message about the times here that we're living and the Lord's message to us that here at the end of the age, there's going to be a falling away. And that falling away is tantamount to a rejection of Jesus by many who would turn away their ears from the truth. Well, I've been exhorting you in the name of the Lord that we need to pray. We need to get a hold of God in these days and seek God for revival. Now, this is what we really need, and brother and sister, let's really pray. Let's not fail now. Let's really pray. Let's really seek God that He'd bring revival. Well, as we look at God's Word today, I want to go back where we left off yesterday. If you remember, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul, talking to Timothy, charging him to preach the word because the time was going to come when men would not endure sound doctrine, but they would heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, we talked about that phrase yesterday, heap unto themselves teachers. Now, that's an expression that in clear, simple terms would reflect to us that there are going to be many, many such teachers, not an isolated case. Not just one, you know, per state or one per nation. They're going to heap teachers unto themselves having itching ears. Now, in verse 4, he said, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now, don't that sound dangerous to you to think that men who were embracing the faith of Jesus Christ would turn and all at once now they begin to go the other way and turn their ears away from the truth? I mean, brother and sister, how can anybody do that? Well, that's the trend now that we're going to face here in the last day as men heap teachers unto themselves. Now, I'm going to bring you another verse of Scripture out of this epistle here in 2 Timothy. This one is found in Chapter 3 and verse 8. It says now this in the latter half of the verse, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. Now you see, these are men destitute of truth. They're men lacking the love of the truth. Men now who resist the truth, they're opposed to the truth. They fight the truth. They really stand right up and battle against the truth. Now, I've been telling you all week what we could expect to be the centerpiece of argument among a last day move here, and that is the denial of Jesus' blood, a denial of that blood sacrifice to wash our sins away. Now, we who are going to stand with God have got to hold firm to the doctrine of Christ. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, died on Calvary's cross to wash our sins away, and through the shedding of His own blood made an atonement for sin. Now, we've got to embrace that, hold that truth. He not only died, but God gloriously, marvelously raised Him from the dead, victorious over sin and death. Victorious for every man, woman, and child that would simply put faith and trust in Him and in His might and in His power. Well, today, if we only give ear to what He's saying now, Well, then we can recognize, surely they're going to come along, these corrupt teachers. They're going to resist the truth. They're going to be men of corrupt minds. They're going to follow the flesh. And they're going to be reprobate concerning the faith. Hey, you know what it is to have a reprobate mind? I mean, when a mind is reprobate, I mean, it's just a mind gone over the hill. It's reprobate. It just hasn't now any ability in itself to contain truth. It's reprobate. Well, there's a lot more said in God's Word, and I think it's worthwhile to, you know, look at those scriptures and take them to heart. Now, I'm going to take you back to 2 Peter, and we're going to look at chapter 2 and verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Now, as we look at that text, surely it talks about, like in olden days, it was false prophets. But in the last days, it's going to be false teachers. Men who would just be called false teachers. And they would bring heresies into the church, damnable heresies that if you believe them, that cause you to lose your soul. Damnable heresies that would deny or reject Jesus Christ, reject his shed blood to wash and cleanse from sin. Well, it says now that many are going to follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now, the way of truth will just be evil spoken of. It's going to be preached against. And so we got to sum it up, say there's going to be a lie preached. And that lie, of course, all lies are against the truth. And these pernicious, hurtful ways are going to damn souls, lead men and women astray. Now, God says a lot more about this sort of thing. And we can look now and see that these things, if we put them all together, spell out pretty much the whole story to us. I'm in this same second chapter now, 2 Peter verse 21. It had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Well, this verse is clear enough to reflect that these apostate teachers in the last day were many men who had really known the way of the Lord. Now, they had known the way of righteousness, and then they turned from it. Now, I want you to understand this. I'm not here to pick on anybody. I'm not here naming any names. I'm not here calling names. I'm just merely preaching the Word of God, and the Word of God said in the last days there's going to be this falling away. And it's going to be a falling away of many, and there's going to be great heaps of apostate teachers come upon us that are going to actually be these kind of men now, reprobate concerning faith, men now who speak evil of the way of truth, men now who receive not the love of the truth, believe not the truth of themselves now. They've known the way of righteousness, and then they turned from the way of truth. Well, they've turned away from the holy commandment of God. Well, what are we going to do? Well, are we going to set by and just let this thing go on? Now, he talks about them in a lot of ways, and verse 19 said, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is brought into bondage. Well, you see, they're going to come along now promising great liberty. Oh, there's a lot of libertarians today promising great liberty. But then turn around and examine, you'll find many of the same people are great servants of corruption. I mean, they don't mind at all letting you know they live after the flesh. They walk after the flesh. Surely they're they that separate themselves sensuously, walking after the lusts of their own flesh. Well, we've got to consider now, we're going to be faced with a lot of this kind of teaching here in the last days. That's why we have all this word given to us concerning heaping teachers unto us. Now, Paul said this is what would happen. He said there'd be a falling away, And that falling away is expressed clearly. He also taught us, you know, there wouldn't only be a falling away, but a turning their ears away from the truth, reprobate concerning the faith. He said, surely, you know, that they're not going to endure sound doctrine. Well, they won't endure sound doctrine, but they will preach doctrine. And their doctrine will promise liberty while living in the flesh, while living after the flesh themselves. Yes, they're going to tell you, you can too. They're going to make it clear to you that, you know, you don't have to go along with this old-fashioned revival. You don't have to go along with this old-time religion. You don't have to go along with this old-fashioned Pentecostal blessing. No, you don't have to follow this at all. And you're going to find a lot of men are going to promise a much, much easier way. But then look out and examine. Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not by their names, by their fruits. Not by their works, by their fruits. Their own life. I mean, if you're corrupt, the fruit of your life is going to be corrupt. If you're in the flesh, the fruit of your life is going to be flesh. If you're in the flesh, the words of your mouth are going to be flesh. They're not going to be spiritual. They're not going to be of the Spirit. So we can understand they're going to promise liberty while really being the servants of corruption. Now today we can go just a little bit farther. It says, also, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Ma, I mean to turn back? What are we going to turn back to? And anybody who turns back is going back a way that's going to bring him right back into bondage, worse than he ever was in before. Well, it says in verse 22, but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. You see, you turn back, there's nothing back there to turn back to. Ma, just go back to the world and the way of the world. Well, what are we going to do in this last day? Are we going to stand? Are we going to pray for revival? Father, I pray that you'd pour out your Spirit. I pray that you'd quicken us today. Quicken us in Jesus' name to hear your word and apply it to our hearts. Father, we ask in his name, amen. This is Wayne Daly, your host on Restoration Revival Hour. And on the broadcast today, I'd like to continue on with this message, talking about this great falling away at the end of the age. This time referred to by the Lord as a denial of him by a multitude. Well, are you praying for revival? Are you really setting your heart on Jesus for revival? Are you really asking the Lord to do something here in this last day to prevent a multitude from going right down the drain? Well, I think we need to pray. In the church, we need a genuine, true Holy Ghost revival in this last day like we've never seen before. Well, let's you and I pray for revival. If we pray, it'll make a difference. I'm going back again today to 2 Peter chapter 2, going right back to verse 1 again, and review a bit and really dig down in this matter of what this end of the age apostasy is going to really be like, because certainly I think it's wise on our part to really look into it, to really explore it, lest we should be found somehow fallen short in this last day and missing Jesus when he comes. Now, as we turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, let's begin today right here at verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now I feel in my heart that I should go back to this again. I realize we've talked about this week, and in our talking about it, surely we have pointed most of these things out in one way or another. But let's go back now and think about what Peter is stating when he talks about damnable heresies. Well, if we put that in light of what is already there in the verse, the damnable heresies then have something to do with this phrase, denying the Lord. Now, we look at what Peter said, and surely he said that. He said they would bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, I think whenever we see something as bold as that here in the Scripture, then we ought to give ear, we ought to really pay attention, we ought to really stop and realize in our heart, now that's saying something for us. Now, think about heresy. Do you know what a heresy is? Well, certainly we could say a heresy is an opinion or doctrine that's contrary to truth. It's just not true. Now, there's one thing that all through the Scriptures we have dealt with this week. These thoughts have come to light. They love not the truth. They believed not the truth. They received not the truth. They were destitute of truth. Well, we realize that this is the problem then at the end of the age. The problem is going to be now over the truth about Jesus, over the truth about His shed blood being the atonement for our sins. Yes, there's going to be some great opinions come forth, some great heresy, and multitudes are going to be carried away. Now, we'll look again at verse 2, and it said, many shall follow their pernicious ways. Now, it said many. Now, there's going to be a falling away, and this falling away is going to curtail many. Now, many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Now, look, if some little old false prophet arises over there in the back corner of the earth somewheres, you know he may have an effect upon a few people. He may affect the lives of a few here and a few there, but whoever is referred to in this verse of Scripture, by reason of whom, now whom meaning a person, of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now, when we think about what Paul the Apostle said, he talking also about this time when men would not endure sound doctrine, but Paul summed it up to say this, and when he concluded that as far as these people who would not heed and give ear to the word of God, they would heap to themselves teachers, heaping teachers unto themselves, many shall follow their pernicious ways. So we got many teachers, and surely we got many followers. And these pernicious ways are hurtful, destructive ways. Now, when we think about hurtful, destructive ways, all we need to do is look at verse 1, and it says, damnable heresies. Many coming along now in the last days, false teachers, teaching damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. So if we kind of feel in our heart now for this, we'll stop and realize and say, well, there's going to be a lot of false teachers rising in the last day with damnable heresies, leading a multitude astray, leading a multitude into that place of rejecting Jesus, rejecting His shed blood, rejecting His death, His shed blood, His resurrection, surely the very basis of our faith, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, we've got to believe in our heart then that it's going to be important for us to keep our ears open. Now, I'm not waiting for someone to come along and tell you all these things and then come along and say they're wrong. I'm telling you first. I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. I'm telling you this is what's coming. This is what's beginning to emerge out in the world today. This is what the Lord shows me, a great lukewarm move
It's going to swallow up a multitude. A great, lukewarm move that's going to swallow up a multitude. There's going to be a great falling away just prior to the rise of Antichrist, being the very reason why he'll be able to come into the world and rise. Why? Because the church falling away, going apostate here at the end of the age. Well, there's a lot more said about this, and I think it's important that we, as God's people, prepare our hearts that we wouldn't be carried away with such a multitude. Now, I'm going to read a couple of more verses here. This one is found in the 10th verse of 2 Peter chapter 2. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Well, once again now, that would give us a little insight if we look at it to these false teachers, and that's what this is referring to, what they themselves will turn to be like. Well, they're going to walk in the lusts of uncleanness. Now, we've got to realize that there's going to be a lot of polished words, a lot of polished phrases. Surely there's going to be a message that sounds good because it's very appealing to the natural man. Now, I realize if I want to become popular, I got to appeal to the natural man. I got to appeal, you know, to the desires of the flesh. Got to get something out there that the world likes. And when you deal with and talk about and enter into spiritual things, the natural man doesn't understand the things of the Spirit of God. They're contrary to him. He just can't discern them. Well, here we've got now this group of leaders who will be walking after their own flesh. They're going to walk fleshy, carnal, and their teaching won't have any depths. Their teaching is not going to change anybody. Their teaching is not going to get down to the nitty-gritty of the matter of getting people saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and on to walk with God, a separated Christian life. No, they're going to miss that altogether, and that's what won't be in their teaching. Now, we need to stick with the basic gospel. I mean, Jesus came into this world and suffered and bled and died for us, and we've got to stick with that basic gospel. Think about this verse of Scripture now. This was right there in the beginning now of the church, way back there when things were just getting underway, and this was the feeling that was coming to light, and this certainly was a prophetic message, and it's found here in the book of Jude, and it's verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Well, you see, he's concerned already. The roots of apostasy was already there. Men that would kind of turn right away from the common salvation. Well, he said, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Jude saw that apostasy, and he wrote to us about it. And surely, talking about certain men, these false teachers, creeping in with their damnable heresies, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, this is what's going to have a great momentum here in the last day. There's going to be a great move of this, and we best get ourselves prepared that we're going to stand against the flood tide of such vile evil that Satan will influence upon the hearts of men and cause them to rise up in this manner here at the end of the age. Father, quicken the word today, making it real and alive in our hearts, for we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.